Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to you all, to those here in the sanctuary and to those who are joining us online, either at this time or later in the day or week. Let us worship God. We sing the hymn 103, hymn 103 being Psalm 147. Fill your hearts with joy and gladness. The call to prayer comes from Psalm 33. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. Let us pray. Lord God, how good it is to sing your praise. You determine the number of stars and call them each by name. You supply the earth with rain and cause the grass to grow. You sustain the humble and delight in those who put their hope in your unfailing love. Gracious God, all your people praise you. Almighty God, in Jesus Christ, you came to us that we might know you. And through his death and resurrection, you opened your kingdom to all who believe in you. We rejoice in your goodness and mercy, and we give thanks to you, the one who is mighty in power and who remains faithful forever. Lord God, holy and perfect are your ways. With shame we confess our sins. Forgive us our unworthy thoughts, our foolish words and careless deeds. Forgive us for the times we have betrayed you and denied your love. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Gracious God, in Jesus, you have shown us how to live. May we build our lives on him, the one who is our rock and the only sure foundation. These things we ask in his name and for his sake, and together as the one people, we say the prayer our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. Tea, coffee, and biscuits will be served here in the sanctuary following the service. Please do wait behind if you can. The annual open air service at Kirkcaldy will be held today at 12 noon, and all will be welcome there. It's good that the weather is very favourable. I was a wee bit worried earlier on this morning with the rain, but it's looking as if it will just be fine. And if there's a wee breeze, that always helps with regard to these things we call midges. Either that, we'll need to smoke the pipe. Articles for the autumn edition of the Parishioner should be submitted by the 17th, that's 2 weeks today. Devotional material, book reviews, photographs, and material from church-based organisations will be very welcome indeed. They can be emailed to the address there on the intimation sheet or left in the McMichael Chapel. I'll be on holiday from tomorrow, perhaps later today to be more accurate, and in my absence, pastoral cover will be provided by the Reverend Artie Van Wyk of Park Church. Sadly, Artie's father died in the course of the last week, but fortunately, Artie was able to spend a few precious weeks with his father in South Africa prior to his father's passing. But he's back now in Stirling and very keen to provide pastoral cover. And in that, he'll be supported by the Reverend Scott McInnes of the North Church and the Reverend Helen Cook. And while I'm away, services will be conducted next week by Helen, and then a fortnight today by the Reverend Bruce McNichol, and then finally on the 24th by the Reverend Gordon Matthew, and my grateful thanks to each one. Now we come to the Word of God.
Readings from Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 29, and can be found on page 6 of the New Testament section of the Pew Bible. Matthew 7, verses 21 to 29. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my heavenly Father. When the day comes, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, drive out demons in your name, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Out of my sight, your deeds are evil. So whoever hears these words of mine and acts on them is like a man who has the sense to build his house on rock. The rain came down, the floods rose, the winds blew and beat upon that house, but it did not fall, because its foundations were on rock. And whoever hears these words of mine and does not act on them is like a man who was foolish enough to build his house on sand. The rain came down, the floods rose, the winds blew and battered against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished this discourse, the people were amazed at his teaching. Unlike their scribes, he taught with a note of authority. Amen.
Thank you, Sally. I should have said when I mentioned my holiday that, of course, I'm looking forward to my holiday, but I'm also looking forward to the new session when we've got a number of different things planned. And I am excited, as I said a fortnight ago, about the Reverend Jake Lehman coming to be with us. We anticipate that Jake's first Sunday will be the second Sunday in September. So we're looking forward to that. And I would just ask again that you would remember Jake and his wife, Melissa, and their three children in your prayers. I was just thinking the other day there, it's a big move, isn't it? You know, coming from one country to another. But I know that we will help them to settle down here in Scotland. We sing the hymn 147, hymn 147. We sing verses 1 to 4 and then verse 7. Verses 1 to 4 and verse 7 of hymn 147, all creatures of our God and King.
Thank you.
I find buildings interesting. They come in all shapes and sizes, and many have particular features that make an impression on us. Sometimes the impression is a good one, and sometimes it isn't. When we look at buildings, we notice different things. The architectural style, the colour of the stonework, the shape of the windows and doors, whether it's a single story or multi-story, if it has a pitched roof or a flat roof, and so one could go on. There is, of course, one thing we cannot see, and that is the building's foundation. It is hidden from our sight. And yet, when all is said and done, a building's foundation is probably its most important feature. It is crucial for a building's stability, longevity, and safety. It provides essential support and protects against factors such as moisture and ground movement. Jesus knew about buildings. He was, as we know, a carpenter to trade. He would have crafted furniture, and scholars believe he would have been involved in the building of houses. So he would have known about the importance of a good foundation and the difference between one that was solid and one that was shoddy. And that knowledge, my dear friends, gives weight to the parable that Jesus told about the wise and the foolish builders. This was not some illustration plucked out of the air. It was one based on his own experience. The parable gives every indication that before the storms came, the two houses that had been built looked identical. They may have been attractive, spacious, comfortable even. On the surface, you couldn't tell which one was built on rock and which one was built on sand. But when the floods rose and the winds blew, the difference became very apparent. And the point of this well-known parable, Jesus makes it clear. Anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like the man who had the sense to build on rock. And anyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like the man who was foolish enough to build his house on sand. Some years ago, there was a hurricane in South Florida, and thousands of homes were destroyed. And yet, in an area where the wreckage looked like a war zone, one house remained standing. And when a reporter asked the owner of the house why his house had not been destroyed by the hurricane, he replied, I built the house myself, and I built it in accordance with the state building code. When the code called for a 2x6 roof trusses, I used 2x6 roof trusses. I did absolutely everything the code said I should do, because I was told that a house built according to the code would withstand even a hurricane. And it did. Anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like the man who had the sense to build on rock. Here is the key. Here is our building code. Here is what we need in order that we can withstand the storms and even the hurricanes that we can find ourselves caught up in as we journey through life. We are not only to hear what Jesus has said, we are to put it into practice. We are to live our lives in accordance with Jesus' teaching. And that, well, that is where the challenge lies. Let's think of some of the things that Jesus said we should do. Love your enemies. Not easy, is it? Do not worry. I worry if I've got nothing to worry about. Before going on holiday, I'm worrying, have I ticked all the boxes and covered everything that I should be doing before I go away? Love your enemies. Do not worry. Don't judge other people. Our default setting, I sometimes think, as human beings, is to judge. But Jesus said God alone is judge. Do not judge others. Forgive. Forgive, or you will not be forgiven. Be like salt and light in the world. Don't be like the world. You are called to be different. And what about deny yourself? Deny yourself and take up your cross. It's not easy, but there's no getting away from what Jesus said here in this passage before us today. It's not only a case of hearing what he said. We have to put it into practice. And of course, there's a word that describes what we have to do. We have to obey. Some years ago, there was a newspaper report about a sailor in the Royal Navy who was very severely punished for failing to obey an order. So severe was the punishment that in certain civilian quarters, it was thought to be too severe. The newspaper asked its readers to give their opinions about the severity of the punishment or otherwise. As one would expect, there were a variety of opinions. But there was one expressed by a man who himself had served in the Royal Navy. And in his opinion, the punishment was fair. And he cited a case from his own experience. He was in a launch which was towing a much heavier vessel in a rough sea. The vessel was attached to the launch by a wire hawser. Suddenly, in the midst of the wind and the spray, there came a single insistent word of command from the officer in charge of the launch. "Down," he shouted. On the spot, the crew of the launch flung themselves down. Just at that very moment, the wire towing hawser snapped, and the broken parts of it whipped about like a maddened steel snake. If any man had been struck by it, he would have been instantly killed. But the whole crew obeyed, and no one was injured. Their obedience saved their lives. That is Jesus' promise to you and to me. Building our lives on Him and His Word, and being obedient, will not protect us from the storms, the hurricanes that can afflict us, but being obedient will help us to stand firm and not be washed away. The old hymn put it well: "On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." But what of those who build their lives on sand, on that which does not support or last? In some ways, let's be honest, building on sand is the easier option, and it's also the cheapest. Who wants to dig down deep if you don't have to? It takes more work to build on the rock. It takes more time and more energy, and it costs more. It is easier and faster to build on the sand. And of course, the difference will not be all that evident. Not, that is, until things begin to go wrong, until the storm winds blow. Then what? What do you have to hold on to? What is there to keep you afloat and secure until the storm winds pass? I was conducting a wedding on Friday, a friend's daughter, and it was a great occasion. And someone said to me, "Why are you a minister?" It's a good question to ask. And I said, well, I've always felt called to be a minister since I was a boy. And he says, but look at the church today. What I hear is of dwindling congregations and buildings closing. How do you keep going? The answer, both simple and heartfelt, is my faith. My faith on Jesus Christ. I professed my faith when I was 13 and a half. And there were some people I remember said, far too young. I wasn't. And I've kept the faith. A faith built on Jesus Christ, the rock. And that faith has seen me through some very difficult times, as you know, but I've kept the faith, and that faith keeps me going, and that faith inspires me and strengthens me and gives me great joy, so that even after all these years with you as your minister, I still have ideas for the future, and I'm looking forward to the new session, and I'll be spending far more time with you here in St. Ninian's Old. Thank God for Jesus Christ, the rock and our salvation. Why did Jesus say what he said? Because let's be honest, when you look at the passage, he was uncharacteristically blunt when he summed up his parable. There is for sure a warning in it that we have to pay heed to. But can I put it to you? It is a warning built on love. His love for you and for me and for all people. Jesus, the rock of our salvation, he wants only the best for us. And therefore, he says it as it is. He tells us what to do, in order that we may live the lives that will stand the test, lives that no matter what will endure. He asks us to trust him in every circumstance, to put into practice what he has taught us, and to believe. To believe that no matter what storm may come, he will guide us through it. He will guide us to the shelter of the harbor, where all will be well, and there will be a great calm. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We sing the hymn 710. I have a dream, and what a dream it is. I have a dream, a man once said, where all is perfect peace. 710. In the course of our prayer, I will say, in the name of Jesus, our rock and foundation, and I invite you to respond, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, when the foundations of our world shake and crumble, we know that we can stand firm on your promises. As we thank you for the constancy of your faithfulness, we pray this day for people for whom conflict and war are a daily experience. Guide, O God, the leaders of the nations in the way of peace, and bring to an end the inhumanity that blights the lives of so many. In the name of Jesus, our rock and foundation. Gracious God, whose Son reached out to all, we thank you for his redeeming love and care. And we pray today for those in need of his healing touch, the lonely, the anxious, the depressed, and the sick. May your Spirit work in their minds and bodies and restore them to health and well-being. In the name of Jesus, our rock and foundation. Lord God, as we give thanks for the church in the world and in this place, we pray for the church today and for all who seek to follow Jesus. Help us to build our lives on him and to be your holy people, shedding light and giving hope to those in darkness and despair. In the name of Jesus, our rock and foundation. Eternal God, whose Son rejoiced with those who rejoiced and mourned with those who mourned, be with those for whom this is a joyful time, and draw near to those whose hearts are sad. We remember the Reverend Attie Van Wyk and his family, and we pray that they would know your comfort and your peace. In the name of Jesus, our rock and foundation. Amen. Almighty God, whose Son was part of a family in Nazareth, and whose strong hands were skilled at the plane and the lathe, we pray for our own homes and families. Let your love and compassion be a guiding force in our lives and in our relationships with one another, and grant that, being mindful of the needs of our communities, we may gladly serve you by serving one another. In the name of Jesus, our rock and foundation. Amen. I should say how good it is to see Ernie, our church officer, back with us today. He'll resume duty in the course of this coming week. But it's just a joy to see you, and to see you looking better than ever, Ernie. And thanks to Les for looking after us while Ernie has been absent. The closing hymn, hymn 192, All My Hope on God is Founded. Go in peace, and the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forevermore.